With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a big sell-off today on Wall Street as fears of a slowdown in the U.S. economy accelerated. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says the pullback is not unexpected.
We're experiencing a correction in the stock market after a very strong showing that had persisted for many months. And so when you're chalking up double-digit percentage gains in the market, one should have remembered coming into the situation that there were some risks of a sell-off. So that's exactly what we're getting right now.
A jobs report on Friday in the U.S. came in significantly weaker than expected, deepening worries that the Federal Reserve may have kept the brakes on the economy too long with its inflation-fighting high interest rates policy. Four deaths have been confirmed as being caused by Hurricane Debby. National Hurricane Center lead meteorologist David Zielinski says Debby made landfall Monday morning as a hurricane and then became a tropical storm.
The thing with Debby is that it's going to be moving extremely slow. And as a result, we're expecting extremely high rainfall totals, which could lead to historical or even catastrophic flooding for parts of northern Florida, Georgia, South Carolina.
Debby is expected to move slowly north, getting to the mid-Atlantic by Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris's coronation as the Democrats' standard-bearer for the 2024 presidential election is soon becoming official. That will happen Monday night when her party announces the results of online voting by delegates. It'll cap a tumultuous period for the party prompted by President Biden's disastrous debate performance and his subsequent withdrawal from the race. Again on Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,033 points. This is SRN News. Thousands of Good News clubs are gearing up for a new school year.
With students returning to the classroom soon, Child Evangelism Fellowship says it'll be offering Good News clubs in more than 3,300 locations across the United States. The after-school clubs teach biblical truths and present the gospel. CEF was founded 87 years ago and has been establishing Good News clubs around the world. Last year, the ministry reached more than 25 million children with the gospel. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A member of the U.S. women's gymnastic team that won the gold at the Olympics cited a Bible verse after celebrating the victory. 16-year-old Hesley Rivera's Instagram post included a reference to Isaiah 40:31, which reads in part, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." This is SRN News. Political upheaval in Bangladesh, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bangladesh's prime minister has resigned and fled the country after weeks of protests against a quota system for government jobs descended into violence and grew into a broader challenge to her 15-year rule. Thousands of demonstrators stormed the official residence and other buildings associated with her party and family on Monday. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's departure threatens to create even more instability in the nation on India's border, already dealing with a series of crises. Amid security concerns, the capital's main airport has suspended operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After the embattled leader was seen on TV boarding a military helicopter with her sister, the country's military chief sought to reassure a jittery nation that order would be restored. More details at SRNnews.com.